There is an anomaly, and you may have heard about it in some of the television programs and some of the newspapers.
And a bizarre one.
And this has to do with our moving North Pole, at least the magnetic North Pole, not the geographic one that stays where it is, the true north, but the magnetic field north. It has been moving around and actually moving in a relatively straight line toward Siberia or islands of Siberia for decades. And it was only in the last 10 years that it sped up to 40 miles a year. Our magnetic North Pole is moving toward Siberia at that rate. Well, that has raised a lot of speculation. Is something happening that maybe the Earth is getting ready for what is called a polar flip? Well, the last time that happened was 780,000 years ago. Geophysicists think pole reversals happen on an average of maybe every half a million years or so. And that means we should be overdue for a pole reversal if the Earth should continue to keep having pole reversals every half million years. But is there any evidence that that could be happening? Well, let's go to the headline that I'm sure that you saw about Tampa, Florida's international airport, both the commercial and the general aviation having to change their compass marks on runways. And they put out a press release on January 4th, 2011, saying that the FAA had recommended for pilot safety and the motion of the magnetic North Pole that they change these compass readings on their runways. Well, I went to a woman who works in the public information office who put out that press release from Tampa International Airport, and I talked with her about it, what they were doing and why. And were there other airports that had to do this as well? And I learned some very interesting information from her. And her name is Brenda Gohegan. She is the Director of Public Information and Community Relations at Tampa International. And she is the one who put out that press release tying it to the motion of the North Pole that suddenly went into headlines. A moving North Pole is causing Florida airports to change their compass points. And it is very interesting to me that when you go from Florida and you seek out a geophysicist such as Stefan Maus at the University of Colorado and NOAA to ask him what he thinks about the moving North Pole and having to change compass points on airports, you will get a slightly different take. And now we're going to start with Brenda Gohegan at the Tampa International Airport in Florida.
Depending on where you're located around the world, as the compass is oriented to the magnetic north, there's a variation from true north. This variation drifts and moves over time. Recently, the drift has caused our runways here at Tampa International Airport in Tampa, Florida, to be closer to the next increment on the magnetic compass. And sometimes the drift could be 30 to 40 miles off. And it becomes a safety issue for the pilots.
You have been working at Tampa International Airport for 20 years. How often have you had to change runway compass designations?
Never. This is the first in my tenure here. I think we were the first airport to actually come out and say, we're doing this not only in reply to the FAA initiative for safety reasons, we're also doing this because of the shift in the North Pole.
When did you repaint your compass markings on the airports?
We're still working on Tampa. We have three runways. We have one north-south runway that carries almost 95% of our jet traffic because it's close to the Tampa Bay. And we like to keep the aircraft out over the water as much as possible for our neighbors. We have renumbered that runway, and it has reopened. But now we have two other runways that are currently closed that we're working on, and it'll take about 20 days to get those renumbered and back open. Here at Tampa International, it's a huge coordinated effort with the FAA air traffic, flight procedures and publications, and the pilots. We're removing and remarking pavement, three runways, that's over 40 taxiways, and we have to replace over 100 sign panels. So it's a huge project.
And how often has this happened in the history of Tampa International Airport?
It's the first time, to my knowledge. We keep all the archives.
Do you know of other airports that are having to do these compass changes on their runways?
Yes, I have heard that. Here in Florida, West Palm Beach Airport has already gone through designation change.
One of the world's leading experts about the Earth's magnetic field is Stefan Maus, Ph.D. Dr. Maus is a senior scientist at the University of Colorado and team leader of the geomagnetism group in NOAA's National Geophysical Data Center in Boulder. I ask him if it's true the rapid shift of the magnetic North Pole towards Siberia is the reason Tampa and some other southern Florida airports have had to change their runway compass marks in 2011. Here now is Dr. Stefan Maus.
There's actually a much simpler explanation for the change in Tampa, and that is what we've noticed over the last hundreds of years is that in the Western Hemisphere, we generally see kind of a westward drift of the Earth's magnetic field, and this is called the westward drift. So what is happening in Tampa is just the natural slow change of the magnetic field, which ultimately means that some runways have to be relabeled because the magnetic field has changed so much that magnetic azimuth is no longer correct.
Why don't we hear about airports having to change the compass marks on their runways all the time?
Because, for example, in Tampa, the change of the magnetic field is only about 1/10 of a degree per year. On average, the magnetic field has to change by 5 degrees to make the runway change. So that means only after about 50 years on average, you'll have to change the designation at Tampa.
Okay, there was an FAA spokeswoman named Kathleen Bergen who told the media, quote, "At the current rate of change at the North Pole, about every 5 years, a compass needle will be off by 1 degree. The Earth's poles are changing constantly, and when they change more than 3 degrees, they can affect runway numbering," close quote. So she is using the magnetic North Pole change that is going to cause a compass needle to be off 1 degree every 5 years.
Well, that's also because a compass points towards the magnetic North Pole. So if the North Pole changes quickly in location, you'd think that compass needle will also change more quickly, right?
Well, that's what she's implying is happening, and you're saying it's not.
Yeah, the real situation is a little more complicated, and that is that the compass needle locally does not directly point to the magnetic North Pole. It actually just points in the direction of the local magnetic field. And if your North Pole position changes more rapidly, that doesn't mean that in Tampa, the direction of the magnetic field changes more rapidly.
You're making a distinction that is more subtle than the headlines. Out of all of this, what we have learned is that the North Pole is moving at 40 miles a year towards Siberia. That is a rapid shift in the magnetic field north, but that may not necessarily affect the compasses directly in Tampa, Florida.
Right, because Tampa is quite far away. Now, if you would look at a compass closer to the North Pole, then there's a direct relation between the location of the North Pole and compass readings in a few thousand miles around the North Pole.